So actually, just last Thursday, in a voice vote, along with a whole bunch of other nominees, two IGs that have been sitting awaiting their vote for quite some time were confirmed, and so the number is down to 10. Those were the IGs at the Special Inspector General for the Troubled Assets Relief Program, otherwise known as the Bailout Watchdog, and then also at the Justice Department. So we have 10 total vacancies.
How long was the Justice IG spot open? That one's been a while, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was over a year. I don't have the exact number of days in front of me, but it has been some time. And Horowitz, who is now the IG, who was just confirmed, had been sitting as the nominee for close to a year.
Now, the idea of not having an IG at all, the downside of that is obvious.
Right.
Does it make a difference if an agency has an acting inspector general as opposed to a permanent one?
Yeah, I think absolutely it makes a difference, and for a number of reasons. You know, one reason simply being that when you have an acting IG, most acting IGs want to, at some point, probably be permanent IGs. And in order to become a permanent IG, at least in the large agencies, you need the administration to nominate you, and so it's sort of a job interview in some sort. And so, you know, if you're really acting as a thorn in the side of the administration, if you're really public with a lot of your findings and being incredibly aggressive, it's probably pretty unlikely that you'll end up getting nominated for that position. That's one reason. Another reason is that, you know, it's really important that when an IG is conducting an investigation, especially a politically sensitive investigation, that you know, all stakeholders, whether it be Congress, the public, the administration in general, really trust that those findings are accurate and credible, and so the fact that an IG has gone through a Senate confirmation process really, you know, has a lot of weight on that.
Now, I'm looking at your Inspector General vacancy tracker right now. We have it linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But this is surprising to me. You've got, as you mentioned, 10 vacancies, mm-hmm. and as I scan down through this, I see only two nominees. The other eight, it doesn't appear there's any activity at all. Is that fair to say?
That's absolutely fair to say. And that seems to be the big issue at this point, is that the administration is not stepping up and nominating candidates. And, you know, there really isn't much of an excuse, because there's a council of IGs. It's known as SIGI. And what they do is they, you know, circulate a list of qualified candidates for a lot of these positions. So I'm sure there are plenty of candidates out there, and the administration generally, although not always, picks from those candidates that have been vetted to a certain extent. Of course, they'll do their own vetting as well. And then they get nominated. And, you know, so to have seven or eight of these 10 IGs sitting there without a nominee, it's just inexcusable.
I only see one out of this list of 10 where you could say, well, there are extenuating circumstances that might explain why there's not a name. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction is, that opening is empty. And if you wanted to stretch it, I guess you could say, well, there's legislation to change the nature of that job and potentially combining the SIGR with the SIGAR, and that's the Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. But that's a stretch, and
yeah, and it's kind of, I mean, it's sort of unclear that that's actually going to happen at
right.
this point. There has been some legislation put forward by Representative Tierney, but then there was also McCaskill and Senator Webb also just put, you know, forward some legislation that was based off the recommendations of the Commission for Wartime Contracting, and it didn't include that same recommendation. So, I mean, I think if that change does happen, it's going to be some time. So, yeah, I don't know how much of an excuse that actually is.
The Department of State is the agency that's on your list the longest. Just 1,539 days.
Yeah.
That's been empty. And if I'm trying to think back, I can barely remember yesterday, let alone January 16th, 2008. But I seem to remember that the Inspector General at State Department left under circumstances, shall we say.
Yes, that's absolutely true.
When you have that kind of turmoil on top of an extended period of time, what does that mean for the agency, and what does it mean to the taxpayers?
Well, I mean, what we've really seen at POGO is that a lot of people at the State Department whether it's true or not, don't really trust that the State Department Office of Inspector General is in fact independent. And perceptions really do matter. So, you know, when you see what happened with the previous permanent IG, Krongard, who left under a cloud of suspicion that he was blocking politically sensitive criminal investigations, and then you go for this length of time without having a permanent IG, I think a lot of people in the department, you know, really think to themselves, is this a place where I want to bring tips of wrongdoing? Are they going to investigate it? Are they going to, you know, give my tips to someone in management? And that's really not a situation that you want, because even if it's not true, people, you know, the IG isn't getting those tips. And if they're not getting the tips, they're not finding fraud and misconduct. And that's what they're there for.
About the two nominees that are on your list, Deborah Jeffries, the nominee for the Inspector General job at the Corporation for National and Community Service, and Roslyn Mazur is the IG candidate at the Homeland Security Department. Ms. Jeffrey has been nominated for now for 140 days since November of last year. July of last year was when Ms. Mazur was put up for the IG job at DHS. What's the latest that you know about potential action on either nomination?
Haven't heard anything in terms of updates. I think at Homeland Security, Roslyn Mazur was expected to be confirmed, and then sort of at the last minute, a couple of her deputies, she was previously the IG at the Director of National Intelligence, wrote a few letters and named themselves, so they were public in writing this, and raised some concerns about her management style and her tenure at that IG, and that was enough to raise concerns for enough members or enough senators that they should at least hold off on it. And so it's a little unclear if the Obama administration is going to pull back and nominate someone else, or if they're going to work that out. And then as far as Deborah Jeffrey is concerned, I'm not exactly sure what's going on in terms of the timeline with that one.
Well, your vacancy tracker is a valuable tool, Jake, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about it with me this afternoon.
All right, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.